Okay, Gemara has here on Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, says as follows: Amar of Yehuda, Mei Shein Lo Menachemim, Ochem Asura B'nei Adam Yoshim Mikoymak. Amais Rashi learns, and the Miri learns as well, that has no Krovim. 10 people come to the place, and they sit there. Hu the Shachiv, Bishav Husei, the Rav Yehuda, there's someone who's Nifter, Rahman al-San, neighborhood of Yehuda, Lo Yilo Menachemim, Kol Yoma Havidibar, Rav Yehuda, Be'asar, Rav Yehuda gathered, Yasav Educhta sat in the place, Lacha Shiva Yomim, Ischazi Lebechalma, the Nifter appeared in the dream, the Rav Yehuda, in a dream of Yehuda, Amarle Tanuch Daita, you. I have a lot of Akar Satovi said, Shinachta is Daiti, because there were no one there to be Nachem. So Rashi and the Miri learned Shat in the Gemara that we're talking about a mace who has no one in the Shiva Krovim. And the 10 people are Hochen from the community of Yoshim and Mikoymut. The Marshal learns differently. Marshal learns Shat in the Gemara that if it wasn't for Rish Shat, he says that it's talking about the Neshama of the Nifter. And the truth is that the 10 people are there, and it's speaking directly to the neshama of the nifter, so that they'll have some type of nechama, and that goes well with the story that we just learned, halacha l'maisa. So it's directly deferring to the nifter's neshama. That's how the Marshal learns. Okay, however you want to say it, what we have to ask here is, what's the nature of the nechama velim here? There are no krov like Rashi and the Miri. So the Miri has a lashon, diramaskel she'ein, he says, this is kfodo shel meis. It's covered to the mace, because there are no krovim al pi din, and therefore this lemaisa calls to mind the Rambam in Pirik Yudalit Halacha Zayin Hilchos Avel. The Rambam has a chiddush. Usually the Rambam has no chiddushim, as he writes in the Akhtomah the Arach Hazaka. Right, the Rambam was a tzaddik; he wasn't a baal gaiva. He says after you finish the Arach Hazaka, all you need is a Tanakh and the Rambam. But the Rambam every so often will say a Chiddush, and in Pirik Yud Dalid Halacha Zayin, he writes it royally. Seems to me, Shenachama Savelim Kodim LeBikur Cholim, Shenichum Avelim Gimulus Chesed Imachayim V'Imamesim. There's a dual, double-fold Chesed that Nichum Avelim accomplishes is with the Krovim and the Nifter, whereas Bikur Cholim is only with the what? With the that is Chayim. And Bezer Shem, he'll get better. So Lamaisa, the Ram has such a chiddush al pi din, he paskins this al pi halacha. So Lamaisa, that Rambam Dor Sameach says against the Gemara. Gemara says in Sukkah, Memalfam and Beis, that the Tzadikim in Yerushalayim used to have a schedule on Sukkahs that they would take their lulav everywhere, and in the afternoon they would the lulav to Mevakar Chayla and the Menachem Avol. And the Gemara says, "Kedei lo chiyecha se kama zrizin b'mitzvus, kama chavivin b'mitzvus." How much they love mitzvah of lulav. So the Rosameach frekta kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam paskin yiroyali that nichum avelim bitzal bikur choylim when the tzaddikim nushalayim first revakar choyla and then nichum avelim? That's the kasha of the Rosameach. The truth is, if you look in the Russian sukkah flips the girsa. In Shas is Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim, but if you look in the Rosh has the Girsa flipped. Maybe the Ram had that Girsa, you can't say that, because the Ram in Pirik Zayin Halacha Chavtalichos Lulav writes the Sadikim Yerushalayim, first were what? Mevakar Cholim and Nicham Avelim. So not only is now the Ram against the Gemara, the Ram's against himself. It's a steer in Rambam, from Hilchos Abel to Hilchos Lulav. The Pashtus's Koda means both. What do I mean by both? It means if you have time to do both, or you only have time to do one of the two. That's the pashtus. Now I was thinking, so that's the kasha that we have. If you look in the Dikduke Sofrim, you know, I don't know if they have it in this Bishmer. In the old Bishmer, there's a big sefer, has all the different gersos of Shas. In the Ksav Yad Minkin, they have the girsa of the Argamara against the what? Against the Rushes, Rush flipping it. Okay? So you have the Ram against the Gemara, and you have the Ram really sos for himself. So I was thinking to say the Teretz, obviously the Rosamech didn't like this Teretz, that you could say the following. The Ram in Chazal was talking about when you only have enough time to do one of the two, Nicham Avelim wins, and the Tzadikim Yerushalayim had time to do both, which one comes first? Bikur Cholim. But, and the truth is, This Rambam is quoted in the Ramah in Yordaya, in Shin Lamed Hei, in Sif Yud, the end of the Sif. Shin Lamed Hei Sif Yud, Beferu, Sof Sif Yud. It's in the parentheses in the Kobol, but it's the Rambam as well. That Nicham Avelim is quoted in the Bikur Cholim. So the Shach there says, on the spot, in Sif Katan Yeral Veshem the Bach, that you exactly make the Schiluch. That when does Nicham Avelim become Bikur Cholim? It's when Halacha Lamais, you only have enough time to do one of the two. You have only have enough time to either pay the Shiva call or visit a chol in the hospital. You pay the Shiva call. But if you have time to do both, then Bikur Cholim wins, because he says maybe the Cholim needs you. It's not Pikuch Nefesh, but you know, Bikur Cholim contains being mispalel for the Cholim before you leave to the Eibishter, that he should get better. You bring him some food or Svarim, whatever he needs. And the Gemara says if you're under the same mazel as him, you'll remove a 60th of the sickness. Tais says it should, you go 60 times, you should remove the makla completely. So Tais says it means a 60th of the 60th. But it could be that he might need you. So that's the Shach Taka says that Ladina B'Shem the Box. I was thinking that's the answer to the steer in the Rambam. But the Or Samech did not like this pshat. And I think the Or Samech is probably right, because the word Kodem usually should include both cases. Kodem, not only, number one, if you only have enough time to do one of the two. And number two, if you have time to do both, which one takes priority? Which one comes first? So the Or Samech didn't like this pshat. So how do we frame for the Rambam? So Rav Zhulti has a beautiful Shtikal Torah where he is mazbe this Or Sameach, and he wants to say as follows. We start off saying that according to the Rambam, generally Nicham Avelim is a twofold chesed. Let's give three examples where you can have Nicham Avelim that solely covered a mace. It's not chesed with the chayim. Number one is the Miri and Argamar. We just drew up a situation where you only have chesed with the mace. He had no kroven. I don't know if you knew there was a great gaon, the Talmud of the Rav Zatzal, Rav Wonevsky Zatzal, Rav Sarfati, and I were very close with him. When he was nifta on the other side of the heights, he had no relatives. So we had 10 people go there for the minyanim. So number one example is the Miri and Argomar, that you can have Nicham Avelim solely chesed with the mace. Another example, Rashba writes, the Mishnah says in Brachas on Tetzayanim at base, that Rav Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchum of Tevi Avdo. Tevi was an Evik Knaini. Evik Knaini has no Krovim up, he didn't. Right? That's another Or Samech. The Rambam writes that if someone kills an Evik Knaini, Bishogi goes to Golas. Frekt Or Samech, that's what the Rambam writes. Frekt Or Samech, why is he going to Golas? He has no Krovim, there's no Gol Adam. So that's what Or Samech says, it's Svei Dinim in Golas. It's Hatzolah, and number two, it's a Kapara. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, if someone's a Rotzeh Bishogi and going to Golas, he dies before he gets to Golas. Molichinatz Mosav. Leir Miklat. He's dead already. What does he have to go to the Leir Miklat? In order that he should get a kapara. There's two dinim in Golus. But an Evik Knaini has no krovim up, Yaloch. So the Rambam writes, he's a half Jew. Right? You buy him off the slave market, you toivel him, mila, and tefillah. If you're Meshacharim, he goes to tefillah shnia, it's minat Torah, according to the Rambam. Mikra Yosef says the Rabbanon, because you need the mamashlim, the Kedushas Yisrael. But he has no krovim up, he didn't. So why in the Rav Gamliel, Mekabel Tanchumim? He wasn't related. So the Rashba on the spot there quotes the Yushalmi on Tetzayin and Beis and Brach, and says he was Chav of Kibnoi. He was such a good Evik Knaini, he was like his Bno. But Rav Zhulti writes in the Sefer, what do you have to say that? It's another an example of Nicham Avelim that is covered in mace. The address was Rav Gamliel's home. But in a Hanami, who says that Nicham Avelim has to always accomplish Kavan Chaim? There was no Kavan, there was no Chaim there. There was no Shiva Krovan. So that's another Dugma. And then maybe we could suggest a third one. We know the Ramban writes in the Torah's Adam, Apia Loche, that Shabbos counts as a din of Shiva based on the Gemara. Why? Two reasons Ramban says. If Shabbos wouldn't count as a day of Shiva, you can never have seven consecutive days. Number two, the Ramban says that there is an element of Avelus in Shabbos, Dvarim Shivat Sinar Noeg. Okay. What's the din, Rachmanu Litzlan, if someone's Kover Meso Beregel? Kolomoy is the Levaya. When does Shiva begin? Shiva begins, we paskin, in Chutz Laretz. On the last day, you count as the first day of Shiva. But let's say on the seventh day of Pesach, seventh day of Yontif, what's the Niyug of Shiva? What's the Niyug of Avelus? Even though Shiva hasn't formally started. So the Rambam has a din, very interesting, The Rambam says in Pirik Yud Hilchos Avol Halacha Gimel, the way the Kesef Mishnah teaches the Rambam, Ein Dover Noig Medibra Avelis Klal B'Yom Tif. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, what does the Rambam mean? Ein Dover Noig Medibra Avelis Klal? That on Yom Tif there's nothing. Not only is there not Dvarim Shebe Farhesi, there's not even Dvarim Shebe Tzina. It is different than Shabbos. Different than Shabbos. And it's all Shiling Subas Dalmanav. What's the Gears of the Gemara? Gemara says Dvarim Shebe Tzina are Noig B'Shabbos. You also have the Gears of Moig. So according to this pshat, in the Kesef Mishnah Rambam, you only have the Gersa Shabbos. That's the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah pshat Rambam. And the Tur and the Rosh are Cholik al Pidin. And the Tur and the Rosh say that no, that their Dvarim Shebetzina are Noig and Yom Tov, al Pi Halacha. We follow that al Pidin. Doesn't count as a day of Shiva, but Dvarim Shebetzina are Noig. So it's a fundamental machlekes, Rambam Rosh. So says Rav Zhulti to be Mazbed or Sameach, the pshat is as follows. You might have asked yourself when we said over the Gemara and Sukkah, what on earth are the Tzaddikim Yerushalayim being Menachem Avol B'Moed for? Yes, it's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Moikot of Zayinim and Alf Menachem and Avelim B'Moed. Beferish. It says it Beferish. It's enough in the Mishnah. What are you accomplishing when you do Nicham Avelim B'Moed? So it goes L'Shitaso Rambam in the Rosh. According to the Rambam, if you say like the Kesef Mishnah, this fellow who's sitting there is not an Avol. Both the Faresia and the Tzini is not an Avol. So what are you accomplishing by Menachem Avol? You know what you're accomplishing? Cover the mace. So Zakta Rambam, when the Tzaddikim Yushalayim were Menachem Avol, what were they accomplishing? They were accomplishing solely cover the mace, like the Miri said in our Gemara. Like we said, or Shulti said, according to Rabbi Gamliel by Tevi Avdo, it was only Kavan Ames. Memeila, if you have to make a decision in Mavakar Chayla, or Nicham Avelim B'Yomtif, what's going to win? Kavan Chayim beats out Kavan Ames. So the Tzaddikim Yerushalayim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Dal, Hichos Luluv, the Rambam says they were Mavakar Chayla first, then they were Menachem Avol. Whereas according to Rambam Hichos Avol, that was every day of the year. Every day of the year you have Nicham Avelim. And what? The twofold chesed, that beats out bigger chum. So Meirat the Kapshat. Memeila, you can take it a step further. What's the pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh is L'shitaso. Because if you remember, the Rosh flipped the gears. According to the Rosh, the Tzaddikim Yerushalayim first were Menachem Avol, and then they were Vakar Chayla. Why? Because according to the Rosh, when you're Menachem Avol B'moed, your chavar that's sitting there is sitting not formally Shiva, but his Dvarim Shiva Tzinar Noeg. So therefore, the word is, it's Kavan Chaim and it's Kavan Ames. That's a double fold chesed. That's out, beats out Bikr Chol. And the Mela Rosh had the gears of flipped. Comes out, Ramam Rosh and Shitas. It's a Moira Dikab Shat. Can't hear you. Okay, you might not. No, Sefer HaManik says you're Mechazikim. But I'll Pialochi. Pialochi is Nishkin Ovel. Mechazikim is a Chover. But it's not called Nichma Veilim. Veilim is the stress. It's Nishkin Ovel. Memeila, if you say like this, this might be the Birah Dover in the Mishnah there in Moy Cotton. It says, Menachemim Avelim B'Moyei, and it says, Potrinus Arabim Midei Chovasim. What's the Lashon Potrinus Arabim Midei Chovasim? So the Perish on the Daf there, you know, Dr. Soloveitchik told us, there's a safe, separate Sefer Perish Rashi. It's not Rashi. I think it's a compilation of Rishonim. Okay, it's you do it, everyone. So I think it says it in our scroll too, in the Hakdama too, that it's not considered to be. It's not Rashi. It's a compilation of Rishonim. There's a separate sefer called Pirish Rashi and Moy Cotton. So that Pirish on the Mishnah says Potrinus Rabin Dechovasin means that you tell the people at the Levaya Lechula Batechem, go home after the Levaya. That's a Lashon that they say. They don't say Hamakom. It's a different Lashon. If you look in the Nemukah Yosef on the spot there in the Mishnah to shame the Ravid, the Nemukah Yosef says like this. Nemukah Yosef says, I want you to know something. He says, you are Yotzei Nicham Avelim. You don't have to do it again. Why would you have a Havim and you got to do it again? You know why? Because the Ravid, the Nemukah Yosef, shame the Ravid, is learning like the Rambam. That the Nicham Avelim you accomplish is only Kavod Amei. So I'd have a Havim and I have to go afterwards and do Kavod Chaim. Kamashman, you're still Yotzei Zayin. Whereas the Pirish there in the Mishnah doesn't hold to this pshat, Lamaisa. Holds like the Rosh and the Tur, that is a shtickle awful. Memeila, the Nicham Avelim is also covered chayim, it's also covered mace. But that may be the Nakuda that Arga had to touch that Lashon in the Mishnah. Potrinus Arabi Yedei Chovasim. Melim Cain, this could bring us to the following. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin and Membavon Aleph that someone who is a Rasha that's executed by Beis Din, the Mishnah says there's no shiva for the Krovim of such a person. Why? So the Gemara is Masber, because once they inter the person, the Nifter, there should be instant Kapara. Normally when there's a Kfur, there's instant Kapara. But since this fellow's a Rasha, he'll only get Kapara later in Shamayim. So the Gemara says, Kevin Nidchen Nidchen. Since he won't get Kapara right away, there's no Shiva. There's only Shiva when the guy gets Kapara right away when you inter him in the ground. That's what the Gemara says, Beferish. So Rashi frekta kashin, Sanhedrin mem vombe, is Rashi on the spot there. He says, what's the difference between that and Kover Meso Beregel? Kover Meso Beregel, you don't start the Shiva till later. Why don't you say Kevin Nidchen Nidchen? So this Rashi says, Beferish, because the people are coming to visit the fellow. So it started. It started. What started? Granted, the formal Shiva didn't start, but if you hold the Rashi, holds like the Tur and the Rosh, that Dvarim Shebitzin are Taka Noeg, then it started, and you will not invoke Kevin and Nitchin Nitchin. And that's what we want to suggest. Rashi holds like the what? The sheet of what? The sheet of the Russian tour. But if you look in the Adrama there on the spot, the Adrama Frek, the same Kasha, gives a different terrace. You know what he says? He says a time impediment is a technical problem, and that's not an issue of Kevin and Nitchin Nitchin. Only when it's an inherent problem where the guy's a Russia, then you say Kevin and Nitchin Nitchin. But here it's just a time impediment. On that, you don't say Kevin and Nitchin Nitchin. The Adrama is holding like the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, Lamai said nothing started. So you have to come up with a new svar to say a different teretz. And the Meila, Yadamah holds like the Rambam. And therefore, Kevin and Nidchin does not include a technical issue when it's a time impediment. It's interesting that we should note also that in our Masechta, in Yud Beis Manal, Machlokes Bisham Bisilu, are you Menachem Avil and Vakar Choylim? Bishabbos, we pass like Bisilu, yes. We pass like Bisilu, yes. It's interesting, if you look in the Ramilchol Shabbos Pirk Chavdal Lochehei, he has Bikr Choylim, and then he has what? And then he has Nicham Aveilim, the way he says it. He says Bikr Choylim first and then Nicham Aveilim. So you could say he's not talking about the order, he's just listening to Din. But it was just interesting to me, you know, he says Bikr Choylim and Nicham Aveilim, maybe because you could have a case of Shabbos Cholomoy, where according to the Rambam, Lomaisa, all there is what? All there is covered a mace, and Bikr Cholim beats it out. So off that, the Rambam formulated like that. But that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah is in that order. Because it includes all that, even Shabbos Cholomoy, perhaps. Okay. So, Lamaisa, the goof on our Gemara, the Lashon of our Gemara, the Rambam quotes it straight up here. Perikid Gimel Alach Adal and Nichus Oval. And the Ravid comes along, and he says, Ein Lo Shorish. Rambam says, the Ravid says, Beferish, Perikid Gimel Alach Adal, I'll read the Rambam, Mei Shein Lo Avelim Lishnachem, Boy Masorah B'nei Adam K'sherim, V'yoshvim Mimkomo, Kol Shivis Yimei Avelis, V'shar Ha'am Miskapsin Alehen, V'im Loha Yusham Asorah K'vuyin, V'chol Yom, V'yom, Miskapsin Ashara Mishara Am, Yoshim Mimkomo. Zok the Rivid, May Shane Lo Vahuli Admit Kapsin Asara Mishara Bin Yam Yoshim Mimkomo, Amar Avram, Ze Amo Shorish. What do you mean Ze Amo Shorish? I'm just quoting the Gemara. That's the Gemara we had, that we began with. What's the Rivid's tiny Amo Shorish? So, if you look in the Nosa Kalim, we'll start with the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz says, and this was what he was bothered by, is that the Ravi was bothered by that you need to have a Sara Kvuim. You need 10 guys that are set there. You can't get someone Mishara Am. That was not in the Gemara. The Rambam added that you should get 10 people. If there's not 10 Kvuim, get 10 people Mishara Am. Where did the Rambam get that from? Frek the Ravi, it's not in the Gemara. That's what I mean, Ein Lo Shorish. The Ravi held you need a Sara Kvuim. The Rambam held not that way. That's the Migdal Oz's pshat. The Radbaz writes that the Ravid's taina was mashma that they can't go to work, that they mamish have to stay there the whole day, and on that the Ravid said, no, they only have to be there at times of minyanim. The Radbaz says that the Ram would be moted to the Ravid, that they don't have to take off work, that they just have to be the bisman of minyanim. That's how the Radbaz learns pshat. And the Lechem Mishnah has the pshat, that the Ravid's taina on the Ramam is, the Gemara only said that there are 10 people that come there. It never said that the rest of the city comes and visits those 10. On that, there's no Shorish. And the Rambam, that was the Ravitz time, and the Rambam held not that way. It seems like from the Vayter Gemara, it seems very good raya for the Rambam. That's what Rav Yehuda did. He gathered 10 people. Okay. Gathered 10 people. I guess the assumption was that other people came to visit them. Okay, I guess that was the Nakuda. So there's three pshatim, what the Ravitz Taina was and the Rambam and the Ravitz. Okay, but what I want to get to now is another Rambam in Hilchos Avot related to this concept of Nichum Aveyum. So there's three pshatim in our in the what the Ravitz Taina was on the Rambam. And this is quoted Lamaisa in the Ramah in Yordaya. Allah Lamaisa, as I said, that the if there's ever such a case, the 10 people go there, and that's what we did, actually. Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, the Rambam writes in Pirik Yudalit Halach Aleph the following. Let me read it quickly. Mitzis Esi Shal Devrem Levakar Cholim Ulnachan Avelim Ulhotzi Ameis Ulachnis Achot Kalo Lulvos Aorchim Lisasik Vholtzarki Akfura Lases Alakotev Vilelech Alfon of Lispo Vilispo Lachpor Vilikpor Chen Lissamecha Achosin Vakal Lissadam Vholtzarkan Veilhem Gimulus Chasodim Shibagufo Shein Lem Shir Afal P. She called Mitzis Elim Divraim, Harehain Bechlav Avafta Recha Kamocha, Koladvarm Shatarocha Sheyasu Osam Lacha, Acherim Aseoska Osam Lachecha Betorub Mitzis. Says the Rambam here in Pirik Yudal Lachalkos Oval, a series of Mitzis Midrobanan that are Akim of Haftal Recha Kamocha. So I saw a beautiful Mahalach in refrain Shlita Sefer. He has a Sefer, a lot of people don't know. Called the Ola Yisachar. It's on Moed Katan and Tzmurim. It's a phenomenal sefer. He wrote it in the late 80s. So he points out the following three kashas on this Rambam. Number one, there is a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the Bahag Sheet and Shorah Shalaf and the Seif Mitzvahs. The Rambam says the Bahag lists these four mitzvahs bein adam lechaver, which is the Gemara and Sot and Yudal and Rav, that we have to imitate Hashem's ways. Ma'al bisharumim, kovr mesim, bikrcholim, nicham aveilim. You can't, kiyesh ochlehu, Hashem will consume you. So we have to imitate His ways. Va'alachta bedrochim. So according to the Bahag, the Rambam's pshat in the Bahag that all those four mitzvahs are diraisim. Every it's distinct mitzvahs. The Ramban argues and says a different pshat in the Bahag, they're all one mitzvah. So it's a machlokes Rambam, the Ramban, what the pshat of the Bahag is. Are they four distinct mitzvahs or one mitzvah? But the Rambam holds that they're durabanan and they're akim of aftal recha kamoch. Okay. Frekta kasha, number one. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Ches, has this whole notion of a halachta bedrocha. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Rambam quotes in the Chosdeus, Perek Alpha Lachavav. So why does the Rambam say that these mitzvahs are subsumed under haftal recha kamoch? Why aren't they subsumed under halachta bedrocha? That's number one kasha. Okay. Number two kasha. Why is this considered to be only a kiyum? It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, but it's a kiyum. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, but it's a kiyum of after Rech Kamocha. Why is that not a mitzvah in the Torah of after Rech Kamocha? Why are these mitzvahs of the Rabbanan? The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas quotes that these are the Araisa, these mitzvahs. Bikur Cholim Nichum Aveilim. Number two, Kash is why is Ram find them as being the Rabbanan? Let it be there, the Araisa of after Rechamoch. And number three, the Rambam in this list of the mitzvahs that we just read, one of them was Kfuris Meis, because the guy's achicha b'mitzvahs. Achicha b'mitzvahs, the guy's gestorben. He's chavshim in a mitzvahs. In what sense is that a kim after rech kamocha? He's not achicha b'mitzvahs. Meis is chavshim in a mitzvahs. Those are the three kashas that he asked. So he writes there he saw a Meir de Kepshat from the Asher L'Shlomo. You know, Asher L'Shlomo is one of the great Gedolei Yisroel. They say it would have been the Gadol Ador. The Shmuk Leberm is Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich. He's a Goyen Oilem. And he has a sefer called the Asher L'Shlomo. In Chelek Alf Simin Vov, he develops the following Mahalach. He writes, if you look in the Halach de Bedrochov, the way the Rambam formulates it, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you in the Halachta Bedrochav to feel, to have the hergish that you would want good things to happen to you. You want those same good things to happen to other people. And these actions are just vehicles to get to that hergish, to that, get to that feeling. The mitzvah is the feeling. In fact, he says, according to this, if you would go to the hospital and the vakar achola think you're going and the guy got out, you might have filled the mitzvah because you had such a emotional uplifting where you had that hergish, maybe you'd be yaitz of the mitzvah. He's ma'ala such an efsharis because they're just vehicles. Memeila, that's the getter adin of a halachta bedrochov. Halachta bedrochov is a hergish. That's the nature of the mitzvah. These are just vehicles. These are pools in which to get to it. That's what the Asher L'Shlomo answers. That's what he wants at time. So it could be that answers the first kasha. What was the first kasha we said? Why isn't subsumed the halachta bedrochov? Because the halachta bedrochov is not, you cannot break it down and distill it down to an action. It's impossible. It's a hergish. Memeila, that's considered to be, that answers the first kasha. Why you can't consume the lach rav? You can't say the actions are considered to be halachta bedrochov. It's a hergish. It's a feeling. Memeila, based on this, if you look in the Ram, the Sefer Mitzvahs, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, says refrain shlita, in Chavav, the way he describes v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is the same way that he describes the mitzvah ches v'ahavta l'recha. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is not something you can distill down to a particular action. It's the hergish you have to feel. And that hergish you have to feel cannot be what? Cannot be distilled down to a specific action. Memeila, you're not going to be yaitze v'ahavta l'recha kamocha minator with this. The question is, what was the getter adin of the mitzvah of the Rabbanim of Haftal Recha Kamocha? Was it to do a pa'ula, a specific action, or was it to have that same hergish? So refrain wants to say, Wishlita was to have that, the second possibility, to have the Rabbanim, they were misakin, to have that same hergish through this, through these pa'ulas. Memeila, even if the guy is gestorben, his vase is chavshim in the mitzvahs, he's reyachav in mitzvahs. It's not an issue of his son of reyachav in mitzvahs, because that you should have that hergish. So it doesn't make a difference, Lomaisa, that he's himself has passed away. But the word is you have that hergish, and that's the way the Rabbanu were koveyed. So the Rabbanu were koveyed that this is a mitzvah, the Rabbanu after Rechamoch, they have a kiyum derisal after Rechamoch, but the Rabbanu was to have this hergish. And it could be, if someone even has passed away, that's why Kfuris Meis is on the list. That's why it's on the list. Because that's the pshat. So Memeila, we answered all the three kashas. First kasha was, why does the Ram subsume the Malach Barachim? Because Malach Barachim, the Asher L'Shlomo says, it's not something that you can pin down to an action. It's a hergish. Based on that, the Ram says, V'haf L'Rech Kamoch, it's the same vorn. To have the same hergish, so you want such good for your Chaveirim, to have that feeling. Memeila, if it's to have that feeling, the Maisa, that's considered to be what? That's not something you can pin down in action. What about Midrabanan, though? Did they say to do a pool, or did they say that Midrabanan, they want you to have that, that same feeling with these mitzvahs? It's the second possibility. They want you to have that same feeling. Memeila, you can have that feeling even if the guy's not Reach of mitzvahs, because he's passed away. That's the lumdus here. So based on this, I think we can understand what the Rav Zatzal said. The Rambam by Diuk, he doesn't say it the Feirush. The Rambam Pirkei Avos Hos Bracha says there is no Birkas on mitzvahs are only on mitzvahs bein adam l'makom. The blatant Diuk, the Rav Zatzal said there's no brachas on mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveru. Why not? Rambam doesn't give us far. Because the Rav Zatzal said, he said, oy v'voy l'cha, if you need a bracha to do a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru, you're going to go visit a guy in the hospital. He's an esrig. I'm going to zug a bracha on him. You make him feel terrible. But what's the point of a bracha? The point of a bracha, the Rambam says in Perek Alfos Brachas, the Rav is Medak, the Rambam compares Birkas HaMitzvahs to Birkas Nenin. Birkas Nenin is Matar Nisr Me'ilah. Birkas HaMitzvahs are also a Matar. You can philosophically, you confront the Eibishter with a mitzvah, I take a lulav. It's like batting practice. I'm batting practice. How I'm a Kaddish that act? I say a bracha. It matters me to do this mitzvah. In the same vein that Birkas Nenin, Ram says, Keshem Shemavarchan Ala Noya, Kach Mavarchan Ala Mitzvahs. It's a matter you to do a mitzvah. It's a focus. Like the Noda Behud in the Rav said, Chasinim have a beautiful meaning to say, but they said there's no need for it, because the bracha itself should ready. It focuses you. If you need a bracha to do a mitzvah, Biram L'Chavero, that's the antithesis of the mitzvah. You should need it. And if you need it, it's pogei attack in the mitzvah. It's offensive. In a sense, to what do nicham aveilim or bikur kolim with a bracha. And that's exactly what this Mahalakh, I think the refrain is driving at. It's the Hergish B'Dover. So this is the Chiddush L'maisa you have when it comes to this din of Nicham Aveilim, and we have to try to fulfill the mitzvah, the best of our ability, to speak only about the Nifter. The Rav Zatzal says that din in the base oval. The whole din in the base oval. You shouldn't greet a person there. A lot of times you see a guy you haven't seen in 15, 20 years. You should say hi to him outside, not inside the house. The focus should be on the Nifter the whole time. That he should get a Nechamas, like based on what we said, the Marshal shot in the Gemara. Against a Rashi and Miri said. Maybe it's for the Neshama of the Nifter. So this is the Chiddush Mahalach we want to say about Nicham Avel. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good night. Thank you, David.